Hello, and welcome to the Thursday Night Kiss at M podcast. I'm the host, Cordelia. Today, while I'm recording for this episode, it was snowing so heavy outside. And I hope that you can take a minute to hear the sound of the snow. Hope you heard the sound of the snow. So today, in this episode, we're going to talk about a non-fiction book and also its adapted TV show called 出会いサイトで70人と実に会えて その人に合いそうな本を勧め、まくた一年のこと。A year of meeting 70 people through a dating website and recommending books that would suit them. This TV show was aired on the WoWo channel in 2021 and has a total of 10 episodes, I believe. And also, this TV production is based on the same title nonfiction book written by Nanako Hanada. The book was based on her real life experience and was first published in 2018. The writer, Nanako Hanada, works as a bookstore manager. But because of the rise of the digital book format, her bookstore doesn't have many customers compared to before. She has been worried a lot about the store's turnovers, but also has no idea what to do to increase the earning. And unfortunately, at the same time, Nanako and her husband Ken were also about to divorce. So while Nanako is experiencing a hard time in both work and personal life, she registered on the dating site, Awu Awu, which is something very similar to the Bumble, and posted it on her profile that, please allow me to recommend books that's suitable for you, which is to fulfill her desire as a bookstore worker. She met a lot of different people through the dating website, which made her think a lot about her life choices. So soon, she records her thoughts and the stories, what happened within the year, and published this book. Some of people that I know did not show much interest in the show because of its long name, long title actually. Well, it is true that when I first heard about it, I indeed questioned the title and at the same time wondered whether this is just a book or another show about how to use dating website. But I still had some interest in watching it, and I even got the book after because it is a work that's not just about dating apps, it's more about books and humanity and Nanako's unique experience with using the dating apps. I found it's very unique to combine the dating website and the book recommendations, and I even thought about to try to copy what she did with my dating apps, but I gave up at the end because there was nobody actual reply to my post as, please let me recommend books to you. So Nanako generously threw herself into her work passionately. She loves books. all because of her love of the books. She was first as an intern at the bookshop, and then slowly, step by step, she became the manager. It is very painful for her to experience the decline of the printed books and the decline of the publishing industry. So, you know, the pain that, as she described as the torn of the deep changes, and it's the same in her marriage and personal life. It was such like a heavy situation that she was in. But Nanako is a very kind, gentle, and also sensitive person. Sometimes she's too kind to say no to people, even if the conversation while she meeting the people from the dating site is awkward and not going well. She does not like to be heartless and still tries hard to find a topic to continue the talk. But you know, sometimes I just feel that she tried too hard. But nothing wrong about it. With her career and marriage at the rock bottom, she signed up for that dating site actually to heal her wounds, and even through, you know, thought about a life change by meeting more peoples from diverse group or communities to learn more about herself. So by meeting more people, Nanako got a chance to learn about her own, you know, projections of others, and was also able to learn what she likes and doesn't like. For Nanako, recommending books helped her to express her feelings and even challenged the other party. And that's where she gets to say yes and no, firmly and soundly. Nanako doesn't hide her love of books. Never. In fact, she glows every single time when she talks about books, which I believe any book lover would appreciate, especially when there are just a few people around still read these days. As a person who worked at the library before, I cannot agree more with Nanako's passion and the pain of seeing the decline of the publishing industry. To her, it was a lot that seeing the order of books have been declined so much at the bookstore, they have no choice but to order more things besides the books, like decor, stationeries, and other small items. Nanako tells the truth and still holds on to these passions. She doesn't just do it for living, but also has some expectations and hopes for humanities and arts. She simply believes that books are a medium to connect to people and encourage dialogues and conversations, and the bookstore is a safe space to foster dreams. So she wants to meet people and tailor make a list of book recommendations to glow, to heal, and to comfort them. Nanako believes that humanity gained from reading books can save the world. Most of people Nanako met through the dating website are males, but in one episode, Nanako meets two females. The first one she met was younger, and they experienced this exchange experience meeting random guys and weird people from the dating site. And the girl even shows Nanako how to filter out dangerous people by using the filter function. Then they exchange the type of opposite sex they like, the look, the type, the personality they wish to date in the future. After seeing the wound on the girl's arm, Nanako questions, and the girl unfolds her stories and experience with violence and running away from home, losing jobs and money. While she was facing homelessness in Tokyo, the girl registered for the dating site because initially she was thinking about becoming a sex worker. But after meeting all kinds of people from the dating site, and they all helped her get rid of the complex situation. At that moment, she met Nanako. She is a student at a nursing school and is about to graduate soon. In the past, she said, she thought people would only be kind to those who are weak and easy to give their power away. But slowly, she learned that there is nothing wrong to be confident and asking for help and support at the same time. Nanako was inspired by this young girl and her strength. They recommend several books to her, including this one, Running in Barefoot, Girls on the Street in the Night at Okiyama. Hadashi de nigero, Okinawa no yuru no machi no shouni tachi, which is written by a sociologist named Yuko Uema. This book contains a collection of interviews with the sex workers in Okinawa. It is dark, hard to read, but it shows a war also allowed all the underrepresented group to speak and unfold their life experience with the public. There was no judgment in the book, only the facts and true life stories, which also raised awareness of the young girls these days in the current Japanese society. In the same episode, Nanako meets a female life coach through the dating website. Nanako talks about her worries about marriage and career and her changes since using the dating site. The coach shares a technique to find the true feelings, which is a lot of people blocked in order to be survive in the life. Nanako cries a lot while talking to the life coach. She recommends a book at the end to life coach as well. And the book was actually based on a collection of letters and facts between a poet and a food expert. It called What Did You Eat? 何食べた? The authors are Hiromi Ito and Nahomi Edamoto. They exchange letters and facts at the night in the kitchen, talks about work, family, and love affairs. Which is very similar to the experience that Nanako had with the life coach, someone that she felt comfortable to unfold or present her true self with the feeling. During her session with the life coach, Nanako learns that she is experiencing the fear of loss. The fear of the loss of the love between her and her husband. The fear of the decline of the bookstores and publishing. And the fears of herself at the same time. Even though she does not want to stick to the feelings of loss and knows that there is always an adding to all notions. But she still cannot help but feel sad. Nanako likes everyone, fears to the unknown of the future, feels sorry about saying goodbye to their own belongings. Then Nanako relieves that. She says, compared to a life without worries, she thinks that a life of having the courage to face all the fears is a cool one. I agree. After this book, Nanako also published a novel, The Question of What Family Means to Me, which I thought about after struggling with two children of my single father younger boyfriend. Another very long titles here. And then she even opens her own bookstore, Kani Books, an independent bookshop at Kokenji, Tokyo, You can find the bookshelf's information in the description box in this episode. I would love to visit that bookshop, meet Nanako-san, talk with her, and ask her to recommend books for me. I wonder, what would she recommend to me? Or I would even love my listeners to recommend books, mangas, and TV shows. I can be reached through the Instagram at thurs_night_kisa. I would love to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This episode is edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. Unfortunately, this book hasn't been translated into English and the TV show is only available in Japanese at this moment. So I translated any dialogue mentioned in this episode from Japanese. Thank you again for listening and talk to you soon in our next episode.